This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, searches for the term World War III have broken the planetary record because we're closer to World War III than this planet has ever been. Of course, I've been telling you that the last few years that we're entering this phase. That's what top analysts are saying. MSM said I was a fearmonger for being absolutely on target. Now, I have children. I'm trying to stop World War III. I want detente with Russia and China and other nations, and I don't want to be allied with radical Islam. Here we are on this 12th day of April 2017. Thank you so much for joining us. They've got the big communist birthday of the founding dictator of North Korea coming up on April 15th, not just income tax day, but Kim Jong-un's grandfather's birthday. It's his 100th and something birthday, and that's when they're set to test an atomic bomb. And Paul Watson has the headline, Trump may be prepping to hit nuclear sites. No, Trump's been in the news, and they say they are prepped and ready to hit. From space, from sea, from land, from air. That's right. We're not just land, sea, and air. There's also space command. And that's the key to this whole situation, the most secretive part of the breakaway civilization that we live at the bottom of. Coming back, I'm going to play a clip from Monday where I told you, I also said it on Sunday, but they found a clip from Monday that I had to talk to folks very close to the president, very close to the president, closer than his wife. Okay, I'm going to stop. The media just can't stand the fact that we've got these connections. White House source, Trump pushes back against neocon plan to invade Syria. Now, I told you that on Sunday, and on Monday we wrote an article. Several of the paragraphs are transcripts of what the president said. And I just almost don't even want to say that because the media goes so crazy with it. But I did say that on Sunday. I did say that on Monday. What happened last night? And I do this more and more because MSM says we're fake because we are the opposite, ladies and gentlemen. And they know it and they can't stand it. Trump, we're not going into Syria. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going in to Syria. Let's go ahead and play that clip right now.
And we're not going into Syria because, you know, there were some questions. Nikki Haley is doing a great job. Rex is doing a fantastic job, our Secretary of State. General McMaster, fantastic. But if you add it all up and if they take every little word, they'll say, oh, they're different. Just so you understand, we're not going into Syria. But when I see people using horrible, horrible chemical weapons, which they agreed not to use under the Obama administration, but they violated it.
They said they got rid of them.
Hey, look, what I did should have been done by the Obama administration a long time before I did it. And you would have had a much better, I think Syria would be a lot better off right now than it has been.
You know why the FBI admits a month ago in Congress that I'm under investigation and that I'm being wiretapped? Because I talk to the president and I talk to people who talk to the president every day. And they want to be able to say, Mr. President, he's under investigation. You can't talk to Alex Jones. That's why they want to put Bannon under FBI investigation. And let me give you a little newsflash. Bannon's been under FBI investigation. They haven't had the nerve to announce that yet. And so that's what they do. They just put everybody under investigation, except the Democratic Party that's been in bed with Russia since the Democratic Party sent people over to Russia to overthrow the Tsar in 1917. Yes, that was a Democratic Party operation out of New York, New York, baby. That's mainline history books. And then you point your finger at Mr. Red, White, and Blue and say, I'm a Ruski agent. I mean, yeah, I like Russian vodka. Russian women are very beautiful. So I'll just, is that okay? We'll be back with huge, huge news. Stay with us.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
About this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Whether it's Obama or George Soros, they're losers. Everything they had, everything they threw against us, failed. Now, just because we defeated these tyrants for now doesn't mean we've won the war. The war is happening within our hearts, within our souls, within our minds. We have to be good. We have to be pure. We have to be strong. We have to build prosperity. We have to bring everyone of every race, color, and creed together. If we're going to truly defeat these tyrants who believed we were going to fail, who believed their divide and conquer would work. Yes, we've won the first phase, but the battle for the soul of humanity has just begun. But Obama and Hillary and Soros, you were losers from the day you were born.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones.
Move, bitch! Get out of the way!
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
InfoWars helped fuel the rumor that President Obama is an ISIS supporter. It's been a cozy relationship from the beginning.
I will not let you down. You'll be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot.
Donald Trump and Alex Jones.
This means that Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
Waging war on corruption. It's
Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live on this Wednesday, the 12th day of April, 2017. The world is at the greatest danger in its history of all human life being destroyed, and that's a very conservative statement. I'm going to go over a lot of mainline analysts saying the exact same thing right now. So we should all be praying hourly for peace on Earth and for a human awakening to how precarious our existence is now that we have such incredible technology like hydrogen weapons, fission fusion, antimatter, particle accelerating cyclotrons, weaponized space platforms, biological warfare, race-specific weapons. We're going to be breaking it all down. We've also got good news. Meadows revives health care negotiations. Confident Republicans will pass bill, maybe before recess, and a good one at that. We have bombshell exclusive at Infowars.com by Dr. Jerome Corsi. He's joining us at the bottom of the hour. Exclusive. Obama wiretapped Trump insiders, not just the one person they are admitting to. They're only going after him, Carter Page, because he's the only person that even visited Moscow, gave a speech, basically pushing his own energy business. Never even met with Trump. But that's all they've got. They were spying on everyone, ladies and gentlemen. That's why they admit in congressional testimony a month ago that I am, quote, under FBI investigation for actually being directed by the Russians. That is so insulting and outrageous. When you know that the Democrats, Hillary, the Podesta brothers are under Russian funding, I mean, up to their eyeballs, and then bankrolled by the Chi-Coms. I mean, just Chi-Coms are using them as meat puppets. So that is absolutely mind-blowing. And then they're saying Carter Page didn't do anything wrong, but he did go to Moscow and he did give a speech. Oh, my gosh, he talked to Russians. That's just not allowed to do that. The Democrats can all meet with them constantly. And we're going to get into all that today. And Adam Schiff, the Democrat ranking member on the House Intelligence Committee, who leaked classified info to say they had evidence of Trump colluding with the Russians. There is no evidence. So now he wants to back it up. And they're saying you should recuse yourself from the committee. You said Nunes couldn't go meet with the president and discuss intelligence and then back the president up that he was under surveillance. Which, of course, the intelligence head could do when the Democrats are running around politicizing everything. But Nunes says, I'm going to recuse myself while the Ethics Committee looks at this. And then Schiff goes 50 times further, not just putting out intelligence, but lying about it. Lying about it. And his dirty party, who've had their nose in the Russian butt forever, makes me sick. And then he won't recuse himself. And I'm not even personally mad at people like Schiff and all this. I'm just sick of them. But when you're actually, I used to tell Roger, stop getting so upset they're calling you a Russian agent. It's ridiculous. And he'd get really mad even in person about it. And quite frankly, I've known Roger pretty good for a few years now. He'll start cussing. And then I realized why I got mad and started having, I guess, Tourette syndrome or something a few weeks ago about it because it's just having somebody accuse you of being disloyal to the country you love when their party is full of scumbags that are globalist and globalism's fundamental precept is that it destroys nation states and sells out the people. It's a hyper predatory global corporate crony capitalist nightmare of poverty by design for the general public. I mean, it's just, they're unspeakably bad people. Whether they love globalism or whether they're mercenaries, or just want power. All I know is it's outrageously uncool. I mean, I'm known in the media for 20 years as a super patriot, as an absolute nationalist, just Tasmanian devil when it comes to defending our republic. And they've got the nerve to criminally investigate me. Oh, and they say, oh, you're too stupid to know how they influence you. As if I can't have free speech and not want to back al-Qaeda going in to Syria and killing hundreds of thousands of people. Doesn't mean I like Assad. And so they tell Rand Paul, you're a Russian agent on the Senate floor. McCain doesn't get in trouble. Violates the rules. You're a Russian agent. And I'll tell you, presidential material right there, because Senator Paul just turned his back and walked off. I would have started probably yelling at McCain, like, what is your problem? By the way, we got to put somebody on an airplane. A congressman's on his deathbed and wants to spill the beans. And I have all this intel. It's super dangerous. And I've just been so busy. Dude, I want to launch somebody today. We've got limited crew. And I don't want to send our best camera people, but I've just got to do it. So just find out who wants to go. I'll always make somebody go, too, but I like to find out who wants to go. And they'll do this deathbed interview, because he could die any minute. And we're under total surveillance, and we need to get this out because it's too dangerous not to get it out. So we should probably send somebody with whoever goes. And look, I didn't ask to, you know, ever get in this position. I just thought I'd expose the globalists, and other people would stand up and beat them. And Trump and others are starting to do that. But I am now in the position. I mean, put it this way, I never thought I'd be in this position, and it's crazy. But America and the world is in this position. So we're going to go over the World War III news, the economic news, the Obamacare news, and this big exclusive bombshell, Obama wiretap Trump insiders, that's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Dr. Jerome Corsi, incredible investigative journalist, broken hundreds of top national news stories, 3 number one New York Times bestsellers, political, non-fiction. Admittedly changed the outcome of a major election, but the point is that, you know, he's a very credible person. His sources are in the CIA, FBI are unparalleled. But the point is this is all documented information. Remember on Monday, remember on Sunday, I had to do this because the media says we're not real. We just have to keep throwing it in their face that we are. That's why they want to get rid of us, because they can't let this spread. White House source, Trump pushes back against neocon plan to invade Syria, says there will not be boots on the ground changing regime, or there will not be a no-fly zone. But that Assad could not be allowed to have those chemicals, and he'd agreed to give them up, and they didn't, and Trump had intel of the chemicals on the ground, and it looks like the containers of the chemicals we know Syria had. That's what the president really thinks. That's what he did. He's been having to get Haley and others to dial it back. They've been doing that. So has the Secretary of State. But it's not a double message on purpose. His people are all bullied by neocons. They want to be loved by the liberal media. They don't want to be called Russian agents. And so they're going along with it. So I'll play a clip from the show Monday and the article. I mean, we should have just bragged and said it was directly from the president. I mean, this is word for word what the president said. That's why it's word for word what you heard on Fox Business last night. Word for word. And I'm not going to get into our sources. Let's just say they're close to Trump. Now let's go ahead and play that clip from Monday. He's arrogant. Paul Joseph Watson has in his article on Infowars.com, Trump pushes back against neocon plan to invade Syria. And I rarely agree with CNN, but here's the headline from CNN. Trump administration sends mixed signals on Syria ahead of G7 meeting. Boy, they said it. Well, it was George Washington, trained by the greatest empire on earth at the time, who said, no foreign entanglements, let's have our own wealth, our own country, because these foreign wars don't even help the people, they help the elites, and are more trouble than they're worth. He didn't even say that from some moral position, even though he was a very moral man. He said it from a very informed, educated system, and he launched the American system. Now, by 1898, with William McKinley. And again, that's the start of the show. Eight after on Monday, and then I read through the article and go over it all, and it's right there. When we come back from break, because that's not the specific clip I was looking for,
But we're going to queue it up. We have to play the whole show for Monday. I'm going to do it. It's not a big deal. The crew just couldn't find it in 30 seconds this morning because they're a little bit overworked in there. But I specifically on Monday, as everybody knows, and it's in the article we published, said that no boots on the ground, no fly zone, and that he's not going to go into Syria. But then he gave his reasons right in the strike, and that's what's in our article, exclusive, first, Infowars.com, White House source, Trump pushes back against neocon plan to invade Syria.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
They say you can't take on the man and win. That one small company doesn't stand a chance against the corporate behemoths with all their money and lawyers. But they don't know Harry's. How's Harry's done it? Simple. By owning the factory and selling directly to you. Harry's sells their incredible razor blades online. They ship directly from their site to you and do it for a lot less. And while those other guys rake in huge profits, Harry's passes the savings directly back to you. The result? A quality shave and more money in your pocket. Don't believe it? Try Harry's for yourself, for free. Just pay $3 in shipping when you sign up. Your set comes with a razor, shave gel, travel cover, and a post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value, free. There's no catch and no commitment. You can cancel anytime. And quality is always guaranteed. So go to Harry's.com now and enter code 5000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 5000. Again, 5000.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
So let's go to the clip from Monday. I mean, I talked about it for hours, but when I first got into the exclusive article that went up on Monday morning at Infowars.com, White House source, Trump pushes back against neocon plan to invade Syria. said he's not going to have a no-fly zone and doesn't want a wider war there. Now we have the headline today from The Hill, the Associated Press, you name it. We're not going into Syria from Fox Business last night. Now, why is this so important? Just what I was saying earlier. The media claims that I don't have an original thought in my head and everything comes from Russia or from some foreign government. We're the ones that broke and exposed 3+ years ago and last year first that jihadis on their own websites were bragging that they fired the chemicals at their own population to blame it on Assad and make Obama cross the red line and come in. So they were crossing it for Assad. That's been in the UN, that's been on the BBC, that's been on ABC Nightly News. That all came out. They have The Economist magazine, one of the most elite publications in the world, coming out saying how a pair of self-publicists, that just means self-promoters, wound up as apologists for Assad, and it says that we're being directed by Assad, but that we're useful idiots. That's the top headline. That's an old Soviet term, a V.I. Lenin term. I'm a useful idiot, ladies and gentlemen. I don't even read Arabic. I don't even look at sites in Syria maybe twice a year or something. I go to the Rebel Zone websites where they're bragging about what they do. We had colonels and generals and the inside and CIA contractors exposing what happened in Benghazi. I've had Tonto on repeatedly, you know, one of the heroes of Benghazi. We go directly to the people. We don't go to Assad. In fact, it came out in the London Independent 5 years ago that Assad goes when they hacked his email and it's InfoWars. And he's reading what we say, not the other way around. The Russians read what I say, not the other way around. And I'm not bragging. I'm just sick of this. I progenerated the entire InfoWars movement against the globalists. We launched this entire operation against them. I am an American. I am an original thinker par excellence. Oh, but the economists with their pseudo-intellectuals sit around and go, oh, look at Alex Jones. He just got it from the Easter Bunny. Just like I talked to our White House source Sunday. And I even called some of the crew and said, good news. My source says we're not going to have a no-fly zone and we're not going to take out Assad. But he has agreed to step down 4 years ago and there were chemicals on the ground. So what am I supposed to do about that, Alex? Well, what are all the ground forces there? Can't talk about that, but we're not going to have a big war over there, and we're not planning to overthrow Assad. Now, that's what somebody that talked to Trump told me. We'll just leave it at that. And here it is, word for word, like I said, oh, well, the economists say I got that from Damascus when Ron Paul and Rand Paul come out, and the British ambassador comes out and says the same thing, and Michael Savage says it. And I'm not tooting my horn, but I said it all first on Wednesday, and our reporters said it first, and our correspondents who've lived in Syria. A Syrian girl lives in Australia. And the point is that we're just saying they've launched chemical attacks before. Why in 101 game theory, like Cernovich said, would you attack using this knowing it'd bring in the United States? Why? It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But see, I can't have an original thought. I'm being directed by the Russians, and they're having House Intelligence and Armed Services Committee hearings saying I'm directed by them. No judge, no jury. I don't get to go to those hearings. I want to go right now. I want to be able to defend myself from you jerks, you lying, un-American dirtbags. You attack my honor when all I want is prosperity for this country and the world, and you run your evil mouths. You're a bunch of trash. Excuse me. I'm not going to get angry. I'm going to come back and play all the clips. We've got the clip. They found it. Great job, crew. Just from coming into the show Monday where I broke it down one of many times. But I sit here during the break, and I read this stupid article. And see, it's like, this is why we have to shut down InfoWars and the alternative media and the alt-right. Because they're directed by Assad. Oh, my. Oh, oh. And the pseudo-intellectuals you see reading The Economist on airplanes and acting like they're getting some big, important, powerful news. Last time I checked, it was like published and owned in part by N.M. Rothschild. The biggest warmongering people, you know, you can ever imagine. It's just sick.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Dr. Jerome Corsi's coming up in just a moment with big exclusive breaking news that should shake the entire country. But first, Sunday, I talked to a source very close to the president. Then I made some phone calls and talked to other sources very close to the president. And it was absolutely adamant that Trump is, we're not going into Syria. We're not doing a no-fly zone. I'm not going to go down as George W. Bush, and I'm not going to start World War III. But they've got chemicals all over the place. I've been given the intel by the military. Even the Daily Mail has the photos and others. And I want everybody to know, you use chemical weapons, we're going to go after you. And Assad agreed to give these up, and the Russians were supposed to fly them out or incinerate them. What are they doing there? Now, you saw Trump last night on Fox Business say all that. Word for word. And everybody knows we talk to the president sometimes. We have sources that talk to him basically every day. And it's not just Roger Stone. He is one of the sources I call to double-check stuff with. But I'm going to leave it at that because he doesn't want to be quoted on these particular areas. But the point is, They're calling us fake news everywhere because we're the opposite. We're about to go to Dr. Jerome Corsi, who's got three number one New York Times bestselling books, changed at least one election, is credited for winning George W. Bush's second election. The point is that he's very effective, has the sources. He has the intel. Bombshell, exclusive, Infowars.com, Obama wiretap Trump insiders. This is huge. We're going to break down all this in a second, but I'm going to go to these clips. Here I am Monday, covered it Sunday, covering the exclusive article that's got paragraph after paragraph that are quotes. And I didn't really want to say these were direct quotes of the president here because the media has such a circus with it. But then at the same time, you know, this is real stuff from the president on Syria, on a lot of big issues, so people actually know where he stands. So you'll now notice word for word, what we tell you here is what he then says 2 days later. The media keeps saying he must be getting it all from InfoWars. It's the other way around. We're talking to the president, or our sources are. And I talked to another source last night that's in regular contact with the president as well. And I'm going to leave it at that. And we have a lot of sources, folks, and a lot of people that play golf with the president, people that are in the White House, people that are longtime friends, and other things. And Trump wants this info to get out, and he knows the media distorts it. So I'm just going to leave it at that. And look at China now having to back off and saying they'll back even a strike on North Korea if they do something. In fact, China says they'll go in. Well, notice that's what Trump said weeks ago. They'll get North Korea under control, or I will. So now they're turning back their ships. They're not letting them sell their coal to China. And their major people's daily said, if you attack the United States without a provocation, or Japan or anybody else, we're going to take you out because you're crossing our bottom line. Talk about the Chinese are, you know, into business. A paradox, the communists, but they're, you know, good business people. So that's what's happening here. But everything is how we're dupes, we're idiots, we don't know anything, everything we say is fake, on and on and on, all these red herrings. And I know you know we're for real, but folks have to understand how hardcore and how precious InfoWars is. That's why we're the main target of attack. Now, let's go to the clip from Monday, then I'll get to the clip of the president. Here it is. There's a report I've got directly out of the White House and other sources that in these meetings, Trump is saying, I'm not putting up a no-fly zone. I don't intend to escalate this. And I don't have the generals bossing me around. We've got that force there to protect our ground troops as they kick ISIS and Al-Qaeda out of the country. We intend to end this civil war that threatens all of Europe, because if that country falls to Wahhabists, then we already have Turkey linking up with them, calling for jihads in Europe. They'll have a direct invasion route into Europe, and we'll have the jihads that started the Crusades all over again. This is exclusive information Paul Joseph Watson has in his article on InfoWars.com. And see, at first, I wasn't even put my name on it because I don't want to create a big controversy. This is a direct conduit to the White House, because obviously I want to keep that conduit open. They've got all my phones tapped. They know all this. That's why they say I'm under criminal investigation by the FBI for being actually a Russian agent. Remember that a month ago in Congress? In hearings. With no proof. And I can't go face them in there. So they can tell the president, don't talk to, you know, Alex Jones, or don't talk to this person, because they're under Russian investigation. Then you get the internal media matters reports, and they're like, we got to take out Roger Stone. He's an MVP. He's going to help Trump win. We got to call him a Russian agent, you know. We got to get him kicked off all the news channels. And it's in their memos. It's in their recordings. It's all come out that we've got to stop these people. We've got to stop his base. We've got to get him cut off from them. So here is Trump last night on Fox Business. There's several clips, but here is the president saying word for word what is in the article that we wrote. Much of it, a direct transcript of what the president said. Here it is.
And we're not going into Syria because, you know, there were some questions. Nikki Haley is doing a great job. Rex is doing a fantastic job, our Secretary of State. General McMaster, fantastic. But if you add it all up, and if they take every little word, they'll say, oh, they're different. Just so you understand, we're not going into Syria. But when I see people using horrible, horrible chemical weapons, which they agreed not to use under the Obama administration, but they violated it.
They said they got rid of them.
Hey, look, what I did should have been done by the Obama administration a long time before I did it. And you would have had a much better, I think Syria would be a lot better off right now than it has been.
See, what Trump does is he hits somebody militarily and then tells you why he did it. He doesn't telegraph the strike first. Word for word, Sunday on the show, I broke it down. They pulled the transcript. He did an article on Monday. Word for word, White House source, Trump pushes back against the neocon plan to invade Syria. And it says his rationale was they agreed to give up the chemicals. And whether they used them or not, they had intel on the ground from special forces and others, including journalists, of giant stockpiles of it just sitting out there at the airfields. Now, you can argue and say that's not what it is. And I'm not even pushing for these strikes. But look how it got the Chinese to buckle for the first time since the Korean War in 1953. That ceasefire is saying we will hit North Korea if they start a fight. U.S., you stay out of it, we'll hit them. Wow. Then they can hit them. We don't have a nuclear war. Because North Korea is out of control and is threatening everybody. So you can see what Trump's doing. And here's the deal. It's not globalists doing it. It's nationalist. It's America. Didn't say once we got an American president, he'd be absolutely, you know, like your pastor, like Phyllis Schlafly would always say. But he's got the world's respect. He's turning our economy back on. And he does not intend to have a wider war. He's saying, I've got to clean up Obama's mess or it's going to become a wider war. And he's got to control the generals, not getting a wider war. They always want that, don't they? But that's word for word. Another thing, I've got to clean up Obama's mess or it's going to flood Europe. That's what Trump's doing. So, you know, in hindsight, I mean, I've been critical, but 6 days later, 7 days later, coming into focus what the president did. Coming into focus what the president did. And there's several other clips where he talks about China. I'm going to play those and then go to Dr. Jerome Corsi, setting up. We got our offices now. He's getting all that together there in D.C. Let's go ahead and go to the next clip. Trump and Chinese president agree on solution for North Korea. This is from the same interview. Here it is.
Was North Korea. So you got to help us with North Korea because we can't allow it and it's no good for you. And you have a tremendous power because of trade. Now, he then explains thousands of years of history with Korea. Not that easy. In other words, not as simple as people would think. They've had tremendous conflict with Korea over the years. Now, his father was in China four times. He was never in China. So I said, look, you have a tremendous power because of trading through the border. They don't get food. They don't get, you know, they can't sell their coal. In fact, I hear today two massive coal ships from North Korea were sent back
12.
To North Korea heading to China. They were sent back, which is a very good sign. But I think China can help us. I hope China can help us. We talked about trade, and I can tell you China will do much better on trade if they help us with North Korea.
And you think he knows that?
I think he knows that. I told him that, yeah.
When you were with...
So see, this is all deals that are direct, that aren't run by these globalist combines where presidents are supposed to sit there and wait while policy boards tell them what to do, and then North Korea keeps arming, keeps getting more nukes, keeps threatening the world, China gets more belligerent. And all of a sudden, China's starting to pull back and realizing, listen, you can't just push us around. We dropped atomic bombs on Japan. We're not playing games, okay? The West is back. We will kill you if you start a fight. Now, the danger of having this much power and America having its power again, not the globalist, is that we could get a little heady and a little belligerent. And those the gods would destroy, they first make mad. I've got one more clip. We're going to Dr. Corsi with his big breaking news. This is Trump on telling Chinese president about Syria airstrikes. Here it is.
I finished dinner. We're now having dessert. And we had the most beautiful piece of chocolate cake that you've ever seen. And President Xi was enjoying it. And I was given the message from the generals that the ships are locked and loaded. What do you do? And we made a determination to do it. So the missiles were on the way. And I said, Mr. President, let me explain something to you. This is during dessert. We've just fired 59 missiles, all of which hit, by the way, unbelievable, from, you know, hundreds of miles away, all of which hit. Amazing.
Unmanned. Brilliant.
It's so incredible. It's brilliant. It's genius. Our technology, our equipment is better than anybody by a factor of five. I mean, what we have in terms of technology, nobody can even close
30 years old.
To competing. Now, we're going to start getting it because, you know, the military has been cut back and depleted so badly by the past administration and by the war in Iraq, which was another disaster. So what happens, as I said, we've just launched 59 missiles heading to Iraq.
Well, you're headed to Syria.
Yes, heading toward Syria. And I want you to know that. Because I didn't want him to go home. We're almost finished. It was a full day in Palm Beach. We're almost finished. And I what does he do? Finish his dessert and go home. And then they say, you know, the guy you just had dinner with just attacked
him. How did he react?
So he paused for 10 seconds, and then he asked the interpreter to please say it again. I didn't think that was a good sign. And he said to me, anybody that uses gases, you could almost say, or anything else, but anybody that was so brutal and uses gases to do that to young children and babies, it's okay.
He agreed.
He was okay with it. He was okay.
It was all done personally. That's what Trump does. Now, Dr. Corsi, this all ties together, has big breaking news on Infowars.com. Dr. Jerome Corsi, also a longtime friend of Donald Trump as well, so he has that whole background. Obama wiretapped Trump insiders. That's an exclusive. FISA order targeted Trump's inner circle. Not just Carter Page, who they've got some tenuous Russian connection. So they're only letting that come out now because they have nothing. And now Schiff on the Intelligence Committee, the Democrat, he won't recuse himself, even though he's putting out fake intel, which is illegal, just to put out intel, period. He won't recuse himself. This is just unbelievable. So we have this big breaking news, and it all ties together with it coming out. The CIA has been spoofing Russian and other systems and attacking Congress, you name it, to get more power. So Dr. Jerome Corsi, an expert, by the way, on cybersecurity as well, and banking is his real calling, State Department consultant, you name it, but all over the world, he's here to break down how big this story is and what it ties into. Because they have national polls where close to 60% of Americans think Obama illegally spied. Well, it's not think. It's all admitted. That's why they've been stonewalling. Okay? Because they first admitted they'd done it to say they had this intel, but there was no intel. So then Trump goes, that's illegal. They go, we never said that. We have all the front pages of the newspapers and their sources. So see, put up or shut up. Show where I'm this Russian agent. They're in the Economist today saying I'm being directed by Damascus. What a load of horse manure. Well, let's go to Dr. Jerome Corsi. Doc, you've got the floor. Break this big news.
Alex, the news is that the wiretapping order, the FISA order, that placed electronic surveillance on Carter Page, which now has been confirmed. We know that happened during the election. So this is wiretapping during the election. Was also the same FISA order was used against Paul Manafort, who was formerly Trump's campaign manager, and Roger Stone, the longtime Trump political advisor. And just like you've been reporting, I mean, we went back to the New York Times on January 19th, 2017, this year, and in that newspaper, there were four reporters, and they said that, you know, intercepted Russian communications were part of the inquiry into Trump associates. So even the White House had already leaked to the New York Times that it was doing electronic surveillance of Trump associates, which include the highest levels, you know, Manafort and Stone. And the question is, of course, whether any of Donald Trump's conversations were captured, which almost certainly they had to be. And also, the New York Times revealed in that January 19th article that the wiretapping, the FISA-ordered electronic surveillance of Carter Page, Paul Manafort, and Roger Stone was being directed by the FBI, but aided by the National Security Agency, NSA, and the CIA, and the Treasury Department's Financial Crimes Unit, and the information had been shared with the White House. So this is very broad sharing of exactly what Trump said, that there was electronic surveillance of Trump and his top associates during the campaign. Again, Donald Trump's right. It was right there in front of us. But now when the Carter Page story breaks, we find that it was also the same FISA order that was used against Manafort and Stone. This reveals the entire lie at the core of the Obama administration's denial that there had been wiretapping of presidential candidate and then president-elect Trump, which obviously now we know there has been. And, I mean, it's shocking to think that President Obama was wiretapping his opponent, and who knows if the information was shared with Hillary Clinton.
Please continue breaking down, I mean, the different angles of this, because this is just massive. They've been caught lying the whole time about this, and then more and more is coming out.
Well, and to break it down further, I mean, what it means is that this whole Russian, I think this whole Russian angle was a pretext. I mean, first of all, Carter Page is a businessman. He was a junior former policy advisor to the campaign. He never had a single meeting in person with Donald Trump. And yet when the wiretapping or this electronic surveillance properly, the order went through the FISA court, it looks like the FBI tagged on Paul Manafort and Roger Stone. Now, that immediately allows the FBI and all these other agencies, NSA, CIA, Treasury, the Financial Crimes Unit, to be collecting information during the campaign and during the transition about candidate Trump and then President-elect Trump. Now, this information, I mean, first of all, it's unprecedented in American history that you would wiretap or do electronic surveillance on an opponent. I mean, this is Watergate on steroids. I mean,
it's beyond that. We're about to go to break. Let's come back and talk about that. And I also got told by a White House source, and it came out the next day, that Nancy Pelosi said that I threatened her daughter, but I never threatened her daughter, who was running the whole unfaithful elector deal, trying to keep Trump from being seated as the president on January 20th. And then she went on Fox and said I was death threatening her. And I learned they had meetings at the Justice Department with Lynch saying, I want Alex Jones arrested. Nancy Pelosi. So, I mean, they are after us, folks. It is unbelievable. They are after our free speech. They would lock us up, it's my view. Nancy Pelosi would in a minute. We'll be back with more of this vital, breaking, exclusive intel. Stay with us.
When you started your business, it wasn't because you wanted to be like everybody else. You have something special to offer, and you want customers to know it from the moment you hand them your card. That's why now is the time to go to Vistaprint.com, where you can get 500 customized, high-quality business cards starting at just $9.99. It's worth repeating. 500 custom business cards starting at $9.99. Vistaprint lets you choose everything about your card with thousands of customizable design options for every industry. You select the quality, whether that means standard or upgrading to our luxurious premium stocks. And you decide whether you want to do it yourself with our simple design process or ask for a little help via chat, email, or phone from our support specialists. We even have professional designers on call. There's never been a better time to get a business card that's every bit as unique as your business. Just head to Vistaprint.com to get your 500 business cards starting at $9.99. Use promo code 3377 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3377.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Got our guest with us for this segment. The next, we have Associated Press. UN child sex ring left victims but no arrest. That's the Associated Press. See? Sex rings everywhere. And no one's getting in trouble. And then when you bring it up, they say it doesn't exist. Or if you correct some story you're working on, they go, oh, look, Jones says children have never been raped. Pedophilia doesn't exist. I mean, that's the level in the controlled media. But they can't stop it coming out. I mean, there's also cases now in the U.S. where people, admittedly, migrants rape people. And then you point out that our government's importing them, or companies are. And then the companies say, we're going to sue you for saying we've imported people that then, you know, they themselves, their children, ended up raping people. I mean, it's just the wildest thing that we've gotten to this point. Now we have the founder getting threats, calls for boycott for employing refugees. We're going to be breaking all that down more. And I'm not saying all the refugees are bad people or whatever. The point is that a lot of Islamic culture has this underlying, and they have mainstream media makes jokes about it. I mean, they've had like Colbert and others go, what's a slave block? Jones says women are being sold into sex slavery in Libya after Hillary destabilized the country. That was in what? International Business Times video yesterday. In fact, I'm going to play that next hour. Hell, I'll probably get sued for saying that, you know, Muslims are raping people anywhere in the world because everybody knows they never did anything wrong. There it is. Migrants are being sold at open slave markets in Libya. I'm just going on the offense on all this. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we're going back to Dr. Corsi in a moment. We have one of the biggest sales ever on specific items. It's the Easter sale. It's only going to run through Monday for the Christian holiday. I'm going to say that, the Christian holiday of the risen Christ. From Facebook censorship to attacks on our funding sources, InfoWars is under an unprecedented globalist siege on all fronts. And we're loving every minute of it, by the way. And thanks to your support, we are able to keep the lights on and continue the fight for liberty. We want to expand in the face of it. Help support InfoWars and get great products and support our mission for free speech with our limited time Easter mega specials at InfoWarsStore.com. It's all thanks to your support. 30% off Brain Force. Amazing. Nootropic. Check it out for yourself. 25% off Supermel Vitality. 25% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion. 25% off Secret 12 Methylcobalamin Vitamin B12 Super Organic Under the Tongue Liquid. 25% off Super Female Vitality. Get your wife some, folks. 25% off Survival Shield X2 and many, many others. InfoWarsStore.com. Because we want to expand in the face of the globalists. We have Vitamin Mineral Fusion and so many other great products. After we were recently banned from the major advertising platform, AdRoll, and then Google, for going up against Hillary Clinton, InfoWars lost a major source of funding. Now we're being censored across the web, refusing to follow the mainstream media propaganda. Help us keep fighting and get great products for the lowest prices out there. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help support InfoWars with limited-time Easter mega specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Continuing, Survival Shield X2. Is running out. We ran out last week, got a small shipment. It's a deep earth source. I don't know. Hopefully we're going to be able to get more and keep mass producing it, but it's amazing. Good halogen. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Here's a review. Aaron, review of the day, Brain Force Plus. Take one of these morning and evening. It's always amazing how much work I get done without even trying. You don't even think about motivating yourself. It just happens. Yeah, that's why. We got a lot of stuff that I say is the bestseller. Stuff goes up and down, but overall, it's Brain Force is the bestseller. Now with 20% more in each bottle, and we even lowered the prices. We just want to get it out to everybody. Caveman is back. It's finally back at InfoWarsStore.com. The great turmeric, chaga, mushroom, bee pollen, and a lot of other great things with the bone broth, the true paleo nutrition. Find out why it's so amazing. 33% off as well. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back in 70 seconds to finish up with Dr. Jerome Corsi. And I'll tell you about all the other big guests, and we'll cover one search term, World War III.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.